One of my favorite photography accessories is my Plus 4 filter. It allows me to focus on things, on small things really close. And normally I stick with the Plus 4 because it gets close enough without getting too crazy. But this one I shot with my Plus 10 filter, which lets me get really close to things. And this water drop is small. It's, maybe the size of, I don't know, like an eighth inch across. It's not that big. And I took it out. I took out my 50 millimeter lens. I think I was using my D750. I don't remember. And it was after a kind of a rainy day. So there was some nice lighting and things were sort of covered in a blanket of dew and precipitation. There's this garden on campus by the Alumni Center. And I just walked over there one afternoon and spent just a couple minutes taking some pictures, nothing special. And I was actually leaving when I saw this blade of grass with this droplet on it. And I bent way down. I think I was sitting on the ground when I took this. And I just wanted to see what I could get from this picture here. I forget where the sun was coming. I think it was actually kind of backlit. If you look at the shadow, no, maybe it was not backlit. Maybe the sun was behind me. In any case, I like what it was able to produce. And there's a couple things I want to point out in this. The first is the name Interstellar. If you've seen the movie Interstellar, this photo is kind of referencing it because there's a scene in that movie where there's a black hole and it's sort of bending the light of the entire universe into this round shape. And I kind of see that here where this tiny little drop of water is bending all the light, the entire expanse of sky above it, into this tiny little drop of water and bending and contorting it so you can see so much of the sky in this tiny little drop of water. Maybe there's something more to be said there. I don't know. I'm not a poet. I'm barely even a photographer. But it was kind of cool to me to see this one little drop of water having so much contained in it, almost like it was capturing the entire sky above it in this tiny, tiny drop of water. So that was kind of cool. The other thing is the little seven-sided artifact, the bokeh lighting artifact. That's not the right term for it. It's blurred out and it's in the background. But it's in the top right corner. There's this tiny little speck of light and it's another drop of water, I think, that's reflecting light onto the lens. And this, the seven bladed aperture of my lens is creating this ball in the back, this lighting ball. And I thought that was kind of cool. And I almost cropped it out, but I thought, you know, that I really like how that adds a little sparkle to the top corner of the image. And I left it in there on purpose. The tricky thing about photographing a scene like this is the depth of field, especially with a plus 10 filter, is so shallow. I took probably a dozen shots of this and there was maybe one or two that were even remotely in focus. I think this is probably the most in focus, but even this is still not that well focused. If you go to Flickr, if you click on the image, you'll see the Flickr one, you can zoom it 100%, and you'll see that it's pretty sharp, but it's not tack sharp, and a true macro photographer would get an actual macro lens instead of these filters. But I still had fun taking this, and it's fun to experiment with those filters and just see what's around you, especially on a rainy day or just after a rainy day. There's all sorts of ways in which light is being manipulated and played with that you don't normally see. So anyway, I guess that's all. I don't really have much more to say about this, other than that it was just a fun photo to take.